Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 4th edition. Got a six-game early, seven-game main slate for you on a Wednesday. Full day of baseball action to get your fun on. Hope you guys had a great Tuesday. Sorry I couldn't get to you. Some stuff came up. Wasn't able to record last night. So we are back and back with you, doing the whole cha-cha. Six-game early, seven-game late. Again, if you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. Lots of great conversations going on there, helping people get those green screens rolling. Also, if you'd like some season-long fantasy baseball, go check out Benched with Bubba Tuesday night, recording another episode of Bubba and the Bat Flip, going over the weekend fab and much, much more. So come check out all that great stuff. But for now, six-game early, seven-game main slate. Going to break them both down for you. Six-game early starts at 12:40 p.m. Eastern, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. You got D-backs, Marlins, total of 7.5. Braves at the Mets is a total of 7. Cardinals, Royals, 7.5. Mariners, Astros, 7.5. Rays, A's, 7. Rangers, Phillies, a total of 8. But that is not on this one, so we're good. Just those six games on this slate. We're talking about pitching. You got Verlander at 10-1 against the Seattle Mariners. Verlander's been outstanding this year. Two of his three starts been really, really good. But more importantly, seven or more Ks in three or four starts, going six or more innings of leg, out to 91 pitches. He's ready to rock and roll. He already faced Seattle once this year, got you a 35.6-point performance. It's a Seattle Mariners team that heading into Tuesday, striking out nearly 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Verlander on a small slate is a very, very, very good play. You can go to McGill, the Cy Goat, at 9,700 if you want. You know, you got to respect Atlanta. There's no hiding that. They have some good stuff there with a 20, but they do strike out 24.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. We know the Cy Goat, he has struggled a bit at time to times, but when he's on, he is darn good. And at $9,700 on a small slate, the guy's gotten you 23 or more DK points in 4 of 5 starts this season. So he could be a good pivot off of Verlander, who should be very, very popular. Now, if you want to be different, this is where things get fun. Eliezer Hernandez is $8,100, and it's going to be a trend. We're going to keep targeting the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, Eliezer has been really good in 2 starts, really bad in 2 starts. That's the thing. He doesn't get a lot of strikeouts, but he does have 5 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts this year, which is good for Eliezer compared to usual. 97 pitches his last time out, which is great. So he's pretty much stretched out there. And he's $8,100 on a small slate going up against the D-backs, who are striking out nearly 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a .190 batting average and a .54 ISO. So LDA started $8,100 is a guy I'm willing to play at that price point and see where the day takes me. A few other options for you, though. It's pretty bleak. I'll be honest with you here. You can look at a guy like Ian Anderson at $7,400 against the Mets. Ian Anderson's been very, very up and down. Two of four really good starts. Two that struggled a bunch. He's given him a home run in 3 straight starts, but he has 5 or more Ks in 2 of 3 starts. He's gone as high as 93 pitches, so he's stretched out. The slate is not loaded with pitching, so you're going to have to take some guys that don't make you feel all warm and fuzzy. And when you're facing the Mets, you know, less than a 20% K rate versus right-handed pitching, so it's not the most ideal setup for Ian Anderson. They got to Kyle Wright a little bit on Tuesday, but still, on this slate at $7,400, you can definitely give Ian Anderson a look against the New York Mets. And again, it will be getaway day, so you might get some nice little lineups to target, which might change the pitchers we're looking at as well. Mad Bum is $6,300. Mad Bum's been doing a lot of it with smoke and mirrors, but for $6,300, the dude's got 15 or more DK points in 3 straight games. On this slate, if you can give me 15-plus points at 6,300, I'm in. 5 innings pitched in 3 straight starts, 1 earned run total out of the 3 starts total. And he has it's just the strikeouts aren't there. That's the biggest thing. 2, 4, and 5. He's not striking dudes out. But he won 89 pitches his last time out, and he's facing the Miami Marlins, who against this is where it gets fun. Maybe the strikeouts come back for Bum. I don't know. The velocity's down, so I'm worried. But the Marlins are striking out over 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching this year with a 201 average and a .03 ISO. They're getting destroyed by left-handed pitching. So Mad Bum at 63 is quite intriguing. It's like I did on Monday night, six game slate. I went both pitchers in the D-backs Marlins game. It was going good for a while until Lopez got hit around. I could see going Eliezer and Mad Bum and then getting all the bats in the world, or pairing up Eliezer or Mad Bum with the McGill or Verlander. Totally could see that happening in those scenarios. Now the bats on this slate, I'm just going to talk about stacks. If you want to get deeper, we'll see the lineups, because getaway day could get some fun lineups on a Wednesday. But Casey versus Bubik, I could see, I mean, St. Louis versus Bubik, your Arenados, your Goldies, your Edmonds, maybe an O'Neill or something. I could see being a very, very solid look there. Pittsburgh's not bad, but I like Detroit. We liked him on Tuesday. The game got rained out. Bryce Wilson's the long man. The opener is Dylan Peters. So you can definitely have some fun with Detroit. I love me some Javi Baez, Torque. You got some good options there with Detroit going up against Pittsburgh. If you want to go Miami versus Mad Bum and hope that the guys like Jorge Soler and, you know, Avi and those boys wake up, knock yourself out. Aguilar, go for it. But I think Mad Bum at his value and that strikeout rate is pretty, pretty nice. Other than that, I love San Diego versus Zach Plesac. I target Zach Plesac all the time. He has good starts once in a while, but he's a massive pitch-to-contact guy, so we can go there. You know, you got Machado, who's red-hot. Cronenworth's just fine. You got Kim, who is swinging a super-hot bat. See what that lineup looks like. San Diego could be a very, very nice stack. Last time they had a getaway day against the Reds, they blew up for us. We might go back to them against Cleveland in that matchup. And I don't mind going with Cleveland against Klebdog. Klebdog's making his return to the bigs since his injury. I think it's his first start with San Diego now. And he's returning in his old stomping grounds in Cleveland. So I don't know how long he's going to go, the whole setup, how he's doing. So Cleveland is a good look as well with J-Ram. And, you know, I got Andrés Giménez swinging it well. You always got Straw. Maybe Franmil somehow decides to wake up. But you got options there in Cleveland. So I think that's a fun look as well. So I think stacking up that San Diego-Cleveland game is where I'd be looking. Plus, give me some Detroit bats. Don't mind some St. Louis bats on this six-game slate. But let's get on the seven-game slate. This is what everybody cares about, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern, 4:05 p.m. Pacific time on your West Coast world. We have the Twins at the Orioles, 7.5. Yankees, Jays, 8. Reds, Brew Crew, 7.5. White Sox, Cubs, waiting on the weather. Nats, Rockies, 10.5 in Coors Field. And we just don't have totals in a couple other games. I believe it's Giants, Dodgers, because that game is going on as I am recording. And New York and Toronto waiting on the totals there as well. But let's talk pitchers on this seven-game slate for you. Nasty Nestor Cortez, 99 hundo versus the Toronto Blue Jays, the highest-priced pitcher. And, like, I love Nestor. I love him. We've used him when he's been a discount. Not sure I'm going 99 hundo versus Toronto. Now, if you want to be super contrarian on the slate, I 100% back using Nestor Cortez because he's got the strikeout upside against a Toronto team striking out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. 233 average, 135 ISO. There's just a lot of trouble that can happen with Nestor. He's, you know, he's got his hiccups from time to time. If he's not striking dudes out, it's going to get nasty. He's run really pure. Like, I love Nestor Cortez, but he has run really, really pure to get to this point this season. Like, I'd rather go Giolito at 9,500 bucks versus the Chicago Cubs. He went 6 innings, 307 Ks his last time. He's gone 6 or more Ks in all 3 of his starts this year. That last start out was his return from the IL, and he threw 99 pitches. I think Gio's just fine. And now you get a Chicago Cubs team that you can absolutely deal against, striking out 24% of the time versus righties, 253 average, which is better than expected, but only a 117 ISO. So they're not doing a ton with it. And then the weather might be in your favor because it's Wrigley Field. So Giolito at 9,500 bucks, I think, has a higher ceiling, or at least a safer floor, I should say, than Nestor Cortez, with equally, if not a better ceiling as well in that matchup against the Chicago Cubs. So love me some Gio in that one. Freddie Peralta, I feel like a broken record here. Like, last start, he was 7,700. You guys know how I felt about that. You guys got that. He's 8,900 bucks against Cincinnati, and I still feel very close to the same way. Threw 92 pitches, struck out 7. He's got 6 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts. I told you guys the last time the swinging strike rate's fine. There's a lot of things just haven't gone in his favor. The BABIP's been ridiculous. He should be doing so much better. We saw 6 shutout his last time out with no walks, 7 Ks. He was outstanding. Will he be that good? Who knows? But what we do know is he's facing Cincinnati with a 24% K rate versus righties, a 202 average, and a 123 ISO. And that K rate is going to go up as they struck out 12 times versus Brandon Woodruff in 5 2/3 innings on Tuesday night. So I'll go back to Freddie Peralta. He's going to have bad starts because when he starts walking guys and you know, he's trying to work, he developed a third pitch last year. If it's not working, then he's back to like a fastball change guy, and that could be an issue. But when he's on, he should be the highest guy. Like, him and Gio should be the highest guys on this slate. So Freddie at 8,900 bucks against Cincinnati. It's the same way I felt about him last time. Same way I felt about Woodruff on Tuesday. Give me some Freddie. Like, in a perfect world, Gio and Freddie is a really good 1-2 punch. A couple cheaper guys down here. If you want to go back to Dylan Bundy at 83, you can. I'm not in love with it. We saw kind of what you should expect more from Dylan Bundy. Give his first two home runs of the year, six runs in six innings. Struck out seven, though, against Tampa Bay, which is promising. But he was filthy prior to that. It's a big pitch mix thing, and if his curveball isn't working, he's going to be in a ton of trouble. And we discussed this on the last week's Bubba in the Bloom, the Thursday night episode of Bench with Bubba. Bundy's like, he's on this chart of, you know, do we trust him or not? And we were telling you, like, the bad starts are probably coming because of this, what took place his last time out. Will he have good starts? Yes, heck yeah. And he's got a Baltimore team he's facing that strikes out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 218 average and a 108 ISO. You can pick on that. You can pick on that in a big way. At the flip side, and Baltimore's playing like a pitcher's ballpark, which is good too. Flip side, I like the idea of stacking Baltimore in this game. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But on this slate where the pitching is not like great, Bundy at 83 at least is in the conversation. Let's put it that way. A couple others, though, it's rough. Do you want to go Gomber and Coors versus Washington? Not so sure about that one. One I don't mind is going back to Kyle Bradish, who made his debut, six innings, two earned, only two Ks his last time out. He threw 81 pitches at 4K, got us almost 10 points. That was cool. He's up to 55 now. I think he's still worth a flyer because he had massive strikeout stuff in the minors, good ground ball ratio in the minors. And I think he was just kind of getting squeezed, you know, also the adrenaline of your first career start. Maybe he's just a great minor league pitcher. He's not going to transition to the bigs. We'll see. But, you know, for 5,500 against the Twins, you strike out 25% of the time versus righties with a 232 average, 139 ISO, you have upside there at 5,500 in a big way compared to these other pitchers. Like, I'm not going Vlad Gutierrez. I'm not going Corbin and Coors. Kikuchi's dust. Like, I'm not doing those. Your other option is Kyle Hendricks against the White Sox. If you really want to go there, not feeling it. So Bradish at 55 is kind of where we're at. And so that's why I think, like, the Gio, like, you can go Cortez in a tournament if you want, like I said, but I prefer Gio at 95. Love Peralta at 89. In a perfect world, that's my 1-2 punch. All in, all done. That's where we're going. But like I said, you can use Cortez. Bundy's at least a part of the conversation because the pitching really does stink on this slate. But then Bradish is fun. Like, if you want to stack up Coors and you still want to get a Gio or a Peralta, Bradish fits the mold. Let's put it that way. Now, there's tons of stacks on this slate, and we'll get to them. But let's go position by position, like always, for every main slate we break down on Quick Hits. And if you guys are loving the show, if you guys can give a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. It helps out a ton. If you guys would like to watch the show, because I see some of you guys are watching it right now, give the old subscribe and the thumbs up. That helps me out as well. Keeps this thing free and keeps us rolling. So please, if you can do that for just a couple seconds, it would mean a ton. The bats on this seven-game slate. Catcher's position for you here. Elias Diaz and Coors against Corbin at 47. He's worth pretty much every penny there. If you want to pay up, I'm all for it. I like Elias Diaz, period, in Coors almost no matter what. But facing Corbin at 47, I'm in. I can definitely get there. But if you do want to save some cash, Kaibu Ruiz at 41 versus Gomber in Coors still is not a bad look. Other than that, though, like Omar Narvaez at 37 is probably one of your better values because Gutierrez is not great. He'll have like one good start every five starts. So maybe it's this time. I hope not. But he's not good. Lots of pitch to contact, lots of walks. He has issues there. So Narvaez at 37 is a guy. Ryan Jeffers is crushing. He's homeward in back to back games. He hit one on Tuesday, hit one on Monday. If you want to fade Bradish, it's fine. Jeffers is 3,400. He could be in play for you. Other than that, like if Jose Trevino catches for the Yanks, he's 2,800 versus Kikuchi. Kikuchi's been so bad. So if you want to fade Kikuchi, you can get all aboard that train, but see what other value pops up at catchers. Like you can just pay up for Elias Diaz or Kaibu Ruiz or save a few bucks and go to Narvaez is kind of where I'm at this point in time. First base, CJ Cronin, 5,600. Like Coors is a great stack with Corbin and Gomber on the bump. Great stack. Rizzo's interesting. Rizzo can hit lefties and I can take Kikuchi's dust. So Rizzo at 52 is fun. I don't mind the idea of using some Toronto bats versus Nestor Cortez. I don't think it's necessary, but if you're like a single entry or a three max, probably don't need to get that cute. But if you're in a 20 max plus, I think a little Toronto stackage is a good play against Nestor Cortez. And Vladito at 51 is fine. You got to switch it and Josh Bell at 46. He went to Ding Dong City on Tuesday. He's red hot, so have some fun there. But if you want to save some cash, Milwaukee looks cheap. We already like Narvaez. Rowdy Tellez is only 3,900 versus Gutierrez. That's a great price tag. Milwaukee was a great stack on Tuesday. Could be coming back for you on your Wednesday as well. You got Gavin Sheets here if you want. Ryan Mountcastle's at 32 versus Bundy. That can be a nice value for him. Other than that, not a ton on this slate that stands out at first base. Second base position for you here. You got Trevor Story, who's been struggle bussing, but he's 4,600 versus Reed Detmers. I do like DJ LeMahieu at 46 a little more, though. Again, if you want to fade Bradish, you got Jorge Polanco at 43. But I'll go back to the value again. Colton Wong was 4,100 on Tuesday. He's 4,100 again on Wednesday. He'll be leading off for the Brew Crew. He had a couple knocks, a sack fly, a stolen base. He got the job done, and he's been swinging it really, really hot. I wrote him up in the free RotoWire picks, or Roto Baller picks on Tuesday. So Wong at 41 definitely is a nice little savings if you need to. And then under 4K, love Gleyber Torres at this price point. Gleyber is crushing it right now. He's 3,600 versus the lefty Kikuchi. Gleyber 21 points last night. He's got double digits in 3 of 4 and 5 of 7 games. Really swinging a hot bat. 3,600 versus Kikuchi is a good savings for Gleyber Torres. Other than that, though, I don't think you need to go too much cheaper. Garrett Hampson's in Coors, but he's been like 2,600. So it's kind of interesting versus Corbin, I'll be honest, but I'm not in love with it. Third base position, you can go Devers. He went to Ding Dong City on Tuesday. But this is a position you can probably save on. You got like McMahon versus a lefty at 44 if you need to. But Josh Donaldson at 43 had an RBI double on Tuesday going up against Kikuchi. Yankees are a great stack and not crazy overpriced. Like, you know, Stanton and Judge will be pricey. But, you know, 4,300 here, 4,600 there for the Yankees, not too bad. So good price points there. Luis Urias is back for the Brew Crew. He's 3,700. A little bit of Brewers savings for that game. And then Mikel Franco at 3K versus Gomber. Great savings. He had at least one or two hits on Tuesday night last time I checked. So a good spot there for Mikel Franco at 3K in Coors versus Austin Gomber. Shortstop position for you here. Trey Dog, Trey Turner at 58 is fine, but give me some Tim Anderson at 5K. He went deep on Tuesday. But in reality, save a little bit for Bo Bichette. Another double-digit point night on Tuesday. He's really ranking up, and he's only 4,700. So you get a bit of a savings there. Willy Adames went Ding Dong City on Tuesday. He's 4,600. Nice little value as well at the shortstop position. And then if you're going below 4K, as usual, not a ton. I'm in love with like Jorge Mateo's down here at 26 if you have to punt. But really, I'm not in love with like Adames, Bichette, maybe some Timmy Anderson's where I'm kind of planting my flag for now. Outfield position is loaded, as you'd expect. Judge had a great game on Tuesday. He's 5,900 bucks versus Kikuchi. Great spot again. You got Connor Joe in Coors versus Corbin at 57. Yeah. Buxton's just fine at 53. So really good looks there. You got Grichuk at 51. Soto's up to 5K. Soto went deep on Tuesday. Play him in Coors. I don't care. He gets lefties just fine. 5K for Soto is a great price tag in Coors Field. You got George Springer swinging in at 49. So in this 45K and above, Soto, Connor Joe, Aaron Judge, I love a lot. Buxton's a pretty solid play as well. Below 5K, though, I got Springer, like I said, at 49. Is worth a look. Stanton, like I always say, I've paid the cheaper of the two. He's 46, and he had a big game on Tuesday as well. So keep looking that way. And then Just Dongs Martinez wrote him up. I wrote up like 5 home runs in that article. It was a good day for the article. But Just Dong Martinez is crushing it. Went deep again on Tuesday. He's only 4,300 bucks versus Reed Detmers. I love the price on JD Martinez. That's a hell of a savings. Hell of a savings. So look for him at his price tag. If you want to go cheaper, Sed Mullins at 41 versus Bundy, kind of like that. Lourdes Gurriel's only 4K, you know, my thoughts there. You got Nelly Cruz and Coors. He's struggle busting it, but he's 4K versus Gomber and Coors if you're stacking it. McCutcheon, if he's leading off at 38, is a good price point against Gutierrez. That really looks pretty darn good, actually. Hunter Renfro's at 37, part of a stack potentially. Like Max Kepler's only 35 if you're fading Bradish. That is a very solid price point for you. Yadiel Hernandez is up to 3,100. It's lefty-lefty, so we'll see if he's in the lineup. That could change things. But Austin Hayes at 3K and Anthony Santander at 29. I like Hayes more than Santander, but both really good savings. Victor Robles is 28. If you're stacking Washington, it's a good wraparound piece. Otherwise, don't play Victor Robles. Trevor Larnach's been heating up. He's 2,500 versus Bradish. So the Twins, you can get some savings if you want to fade Bradish. I think Bradish is a great value, but you can get the Twins savings if you prefer not to use Bradish. Again, pitcher's ballpark, so keep that in mind. All right, let's recap the pitching on this 7-game banger for you here. You can use Cortez if you want. In a tournament, I'm okay with it. But in reality, give me Lucas Giolito at $9,500. Give me Freddie Peralta at $8,900. That's where I'm going in cash. That's where I kind of want to go in a single entry. That's my dog. If you want to use Dylan Bundy, you can just because pitching so bad on this slate. Your punt play is Bradish at $5,500. Now, if you want to stack things up, you can go the Twins versus Bradish if you prefer because they're super cheap. But I love Milwaukee again versus Gutierrez. Gutierrez is just not good. So I love that. Coors is phenomenal. Colorado versus Corbin's great. Washington versus Gomber, both great. But the Yankees versus Kikuchi is awesome as well. So like, if you want to fade Coors, Yankees-Milwaukee stack is where I'd head this game up. And I think Boston is kind of interesting versus Reed Detmers. But for the most part, I want Yankees, Milwaukee, Coors. That's where I'm focused at this recording time with those pitchers we discussed. Should be a fun one. 6-game early, 7-game main slate on your Wednesday. If you got any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. We'll get you taken care of over there. It is free, as I said. But other than that, folks, we got a full day of Wednesday DFS action. I'll be back with you guys Wednesday night for your Thursday preview. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 4th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.